The food crisis worsens in Africa. Millions are desperate. Christians are facing more oppression in China, and believers in Portugal have set an ambitious evangelistic goal. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder.
It is actually getting worse.
That's Jacob Kramer with the Christian Reform Rural Relief Committee talking about the global food crisis in East Africa. War, missed planting seasons, drought, flooding, high fuel costs are all reasons for the crisis. In some places, food prices have increased 500%. All of this means more pressure on aid groups like CRWRC.
At this moment, we are looking at about 250,000 people in Ethiopia, Uganda, Kenya, which are being helped by us on a daily basis. So you are looking at about a tripling of the number of cases.
An estimated 9 to 13 million people in the region are desperate. This has put great financial pressure on the CRWRC, and you can help. Answering the financial call is an answer to prayer. Also, Kramer says,
that gives us, as Northern Christians, an enormous opportunity to witness to our brothers and sisters and to the whole world out there.
Go to our website to contribute. Meanwhile, Chinese officials are cracking down on a church whose pastor's been sentenced to re-education through labor. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says that on the same day the pastor's wife appealed his sentence, police confiscated Christian literature from three house church members and detained one of them. They're using a list of people that they may have obtained through spies planted in the church. Pray that God will strengthen the church and use its witness in the lives of the officials. You're listening to Mission Network News. A Chinese doctor had only slept 10 hours in 5 days when a Christian medical team arrived to help. Although he had lost his own grandmother in the Sichuan earthquake, he was busy caring for thousands of other survivors. Much of the region struck by the earthquake has been long resistant to the gospel, but the International Mission Board says there's a new openness and spiritual hunger. Pray that Chinese Christians will be able to share the gospel with many people suffering like this doctor. Next, while Christmas is still months away, churches in North America are already preparing for ministry, but not their own. They're getting ready for Slavic Gospel Association's Emmanuel's Child Christmas campaign. SGA's Joel Griffith says churches across North America participate in the program.
They basically take offerings within the church, and each family that participates with these offerings takes home an Emmanuel's Child Bethlehem Star ornament.
As the money's given, each family signs the star. Then the money and the stars are delivered to churches in Russia to help with their Christmas ministry.
The churches take the stars then, and they hand these out to the children that are invited to these outreaches. They get a wrapped Christmas present, they get one of these stars, and there's usually a program that takes place in the local church or orphanage where these outreaches take place, and there's a clear presentation of the gospel.
Free kits are available for your church. Go to our website to get one. And biblical education is strengthening Portuguese believers to reach an important goal.
The Evangelical Alliance in the country of Portugal has set a goal of reaching all of the counties in Portugal with the gospel by the year 2015.
That's missionary Dwayne Olson of Greater Europe Mission. He teaches at a Bible school in the northern region of the country where 7 counties have no evangelical witness. The people are strongly Roman Catholic and often view evangelical Christianity as a cult.
There's a real need in the country for pastors, teachers, Christian workers that are willing to reach out into areas that really do not have churches or Christian witnesses.
Pray that God will strengthen the church in Portugal to reach every county with the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotion journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. It's a devotional that'll inspire, educate, and bring missions experiences to life. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.